Last week was kind of a long show.
Yeah, this one probably not. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November 6th, 2013.
This is Ooh, that was close.
I kept wanting to say 5th. I'm like, no, that was yesterday.
Because well, 5th is like in a big yellow highlight.
I was looking at my Star Trek Original Series calendar with It's Nice City on the Edge of Forever picture from November. I like it. Hi, everyone. It's Mike Minotti, joined by AJ.
Hello.
My brother and loser.
What?
My loser. He's a loser, but he's my loser. That's right. So, hello. What are we talking about today, AJ?
Call of Duty.
No. Which we haven't played, but what? That's not going to stop us.
Yeah. Metal Gear.
Which, you know, yeah, not out, but...
Final Fantasy 14.
I have played that.
Yay! And the Wii Mini, you kind of play that.
I played it. All right, then, yeah, so let's get we'll do that. We'll talk a little bit about what we've been playing, just checking on the community a little bit, and that'll be the show. So let's get going.
Okay. What are you going to talk about first?
Let's talk about Metal Gear, because I kept saying that I didn't think that... For Metal Gear Solid, I didn't think Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain were going to be two separate products. They're always very vague about, like...
What they were.
Yeah, because they're like, the one's a prologue. I'm like, okay. So is it like the tanker mission? Yeah, that's like what I kept saying. So is it like the thing? But no, it actually is a standalone product that's coming out this spring. And the pricing structure is weird. I think you memorized
it. Yes. So if you get the box copy on current-gen consoles, it's $30. If you get the... digital version of current gen, it's $20, and it's only digital on next gen, and that's $30.
Wonder why it's only digital on next gen.
I don't know. Like, maybe they think there won't be enough next gen consoles out there by spring to justify producing that physically, but there will be enough PS3s and 360 to justify like a physical print.
So,
I think I kind of am annoyed, I guess is a better word, that there's like a next gen tax on the game.
Yeah, that shit's always stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I have mixed feelings about this in a lot of ways. Mostly, I think it's cool that we're going to be able to play Metal Gear Solid 5, at least in some way, into this spring.
Well, let me stop you right there. Do you think this gets delayed?
No.
They have a pretty solid history of delaying a lot of their Metal Gear releases.
I won.
Or the whole 2008
That was the only big trailer. One. And that came really early. I don't know. I mean, look, who knows? It happens with all these things. Like, South Park got delayed for, like, the 20th time.
That's true.
But, so, like, I like that, like, okay, if all goes according to plan, I'll get to play, like, Metal Gear Solid 5 in some form.
Yes.
This spring. But I don't like the splintering of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so many questions, like, well, how long is this? How much of its own game is this?
Yeah, like...
what am I paying $30 for?
Yeah, it's really gonna come down to reviews for me, because... If it is, like, the tanker mission, that's, what, a couple hours?
But it can't be. Like, it has to...
It's got
to
be, like, 6 to 8 hours, right?
And it's kind of weird, because it's, like, $30. Well, how long should a $30 Metal Gear Solid game be? I don't know.
Well, it's, like, half the price of a full one,
yeah, it's
so
like, what does it mean?
Know.
Yeah, it's just... And also, I don't quite get, like, the whole... Kojima's like, oh, because, like, we're, this way we can ease people into the new mechanics of Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm like... Well, that's what the game is for.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, release the first 3 hours of it separately. I don't understand what that means.
Because what if you don't play Ground Zeroes? Like, how necessary is it going to be for Phantom Pain?
That's true, too. Yeah, it's all very weird to me. And, like, is there just going to be, like, some version of Phantom Pain that comes with both of them?
I'm sure there'll be, like, some edition where it's, like, $80 and you get both, or who knows.
It's a weird practice to me. The only thing I can think of that kind of reminds me of is, like, remember that Gran Turismo 5 prologue or whatever?
That was free.
Yeah. I guess that's the big question. Are we paying for, like, an extended demo?
Yeah, that is going to be the sticking point with this. Like I said, time will tell. I don't know, in a weird way, and I know this is so nitpicky, if it was just $20, I feel like I'd be like, okay. But now, like I said, now in your head, you're going, this is half the cost of the full game. So it should be, like, half a game, right?
Plus, I mean, we know how this ends. He gets hurt, and then he goes into a coma.
Right.
So, from watching trailers, it seemed to me like this is basically one mission.
Yeah, like a prison escape.
Yeah, you try to get Chico from Peace Walker free. I assume you fail, then you go into a coma. How are you going to stretch that out for
6 to 8 hours.
If that, I don't, it's just like I just have a lot of questions. I just wish it was just one thing. It'd be smarter to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I've been really looking forward to it. I think it's weird there is going to be a current gen version of this game, by the way.
Well, you'll notice they have not shown what that looks like. I can't imagine it'll be
great.
Pretty.
Can't look great. But I hope that doesn't like hurt the next gen version. Although Watch Dogs seems fine.
Last year thing, like they've always talked about how scalable the Fox engine is and all this. So like again, why does the next gen one have to cost more?
Because they can.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So what else?
So Call of Duty Ghosts has very specifically said they shipped $1 billion worth of the game. Doesn't mean they sold $1 billion worth.
Right. I mean, you notice that they have not sent out the usual press release talking about how they're the biggest entertainment launch of the year. Because
it's GTA 5. It's like, remember when Conan did that joke when he hosted the Emmys? Where it's like, in previous years, NBC has been the number one network. Now we're in the top five. I feel like it's the same thing with Call of Duty.
Well, I'm sure Call of Duty's still doing very well, but I mean, I said this, and I don't want to put the right hat on, because maybe it wasn't as hard a call as I thought, but, and we don't really have numbers, so maybe I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, but yeah, it seems like it's going to be a decline this year. There's a lot of factors. People just don't seem that excited about it. The reviews have been generally worse than what you see. Like, we're in, like, mid-70s. Usually, like mid-80s or something you get. And for a while, it used to be 90s. Used to be they were Game of the Year contenders.
It's been going lower and lower and
lower. Yeah, it's been a decrease. Yeah, so, and that's just where we are. And, you know, there's the next-gen thing. There's the Battlefield thing. There's just a lot of factors.
Well, did you see not Bobby Kotick, someone else from Activision.
It's not Kotick?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
It's Kotick.
But anyway.
Maybe not.
Someone from Activision said that they anticipate Ghost to be the number one selling next-gen game on both platforms.
No, I could buy that.
You think?
Yeah.
You really think?
I buy it.
Because the way
I think it's the most pre-ordered one for both platforms. I
know.
Read.
I just, in my
well, what
thinking,
else would be?
Battlefield. And here's why.
No,
I'm just going to say this.
It should be. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, if you're buying a next-gen console, most likely graphics matter to you.
Yeah, but
and when you look at COD next to Battlefield, maybe, which one do you think is a better showpiece for your next-gen console?
Maybe it's not that obvious to you.
I guess.
I don't know.
Well, did you see the video comparison of the PS4 version next to the 360 PS3 version?
No.
It's interesting, because if you just saw the next-gen footage, you'd be like, that looks the same. But when you see them side by side, then yes, you can see the differences. But it's real subtle shit, like light shafts and dust debris.
I heard like the textures still don't look that great sometimes.
Yeah, they're like you can see like the shadows. Mm-hmm. They look pixelated still. The text, like some of the texture work is a little more detailed, but it's still not. Again, Battlefield 4 makes the game look like a power.
But I mean, that never was in question. I guess it's just.
Well, then the best thing too is after the whole resolution gate. We might be running in the FPS gate now, because apparently the PS4 version has a slowdown in a lot of the big bombastic set piece
moments.
Yeah,
you don't want slowdown on our fancy next-gen systems already.
Especially Call of Duty, which is always like, we're 60 FPS.
Yeah, not so much. Well, that was their reasoning for making it 720p on the Xbox was to keep the frame rate consistent.
So what do you think would happen now? I'm just speaking hypotheticals, who cares, but I think it's funny if it's like, well, the PS4 version is 1080p, but the frame rate's a little stuck. But on the Xbox One, it's 720p, but it's solid 60.
Is it a solid 60?
We don't know. I'm just saying what if.
I don't know. I'm so ready for this franchise to be on the decline. I guess that sounds a little vindictive. Like, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me that much that people like Call of Duty, but I do get a little sick of hearing about it sometimes. You know, and like that dog thing annoyed me so much. And I was happy Jim Sterling's review was great, because he's like, yeah, there's a dog in the game. It's a dog. You know, like, that's you push right. a button sometimes, and you make it, well, I don't know.
I guess, the dog has an earpiece, so you can give it commands through the radio, and so in that way, basically a drone.
Look, that's funny, but it's not, like, sweet. I mean, I don't know. It's always kind of bad that was, like, their big
thing. Do you know what the plot setup for this game is?
Isn't it just basically what Modern Warfare 2 was? It's an invasion storyline, isn't it?
Well, it's, like, post-invasion. Like, we lost.
Oh.
But you know who invaded us?
Oh, it's probably Russia or China.
No, a coalition of South American countries. Now, I'm not a military expert, but I like to think that if, like, Chile and Brazil were like, hey, let's go get them Americans, we could stop them.
We could maybe get Yeah, I don't think realistic scenarios is quite their thing.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? Like, one thing I keep saying when everyone's, like, talking about Ghosts is, like, oh, man, Black Ops 2 is so much better. Having not played Black Ops 2, I'm like, yeah, should I played Black Ops 2?
Yeah, I never did either. Get it on your computer.
Everyone's like, oh, man, the story was really dynamic in Black Ops 2, and it was so much better than this. I'm like, oh, freaking Black Ops 2, really? All right.
Yeah, maybe Steam sale.
Yeah, maybe. I don't God, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
You see that thing, too, where, like, they reuse the animation from the end of, Modern Warfare 2?
Like I said earlier today, it's very Disney of them, actually, because yeah, Disney did that all the time.
Yeah, they did. This is kind of funny. People are like, I'm not outraged by it, but it's kind of funny. It does, I mean, just, it makes it, look, when you're Call of Duty, people kind of expect you to be the most expensive franchise.
Yeah, which is what I understand.
And when you make cheap moves like this.
It's not like, did you see the scene? Do you know which one it is?
Yeah.
It's the end of Modern Warfare 2?
Two or one, and it's like using the beginning here.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is, like, it's not like it was a complicated scene. If you got guys in the mocap studio, I can't imagine it takes that long to mocap a scene of a guy picking you up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure they have their...
Oh, guys, we forgot one. Can we get the actors back? No. Copy-paste.
So Treyarch officially made a better Call of Duty game than Infinity Ward, I guess.
That seems to be the
Although
consensus.
I guess Infinity Ward is, I don't know.
Well, they're kind of a shell of their former selves.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was thinking about, genres that just don't age well. And obviously you have sports. But military first-person shooters, they age horribly. Like, would anybody go back and play Medal of Honor Allied Assault right now?
Probably not.
Or Call of Duty 2. Or even, like Modern Warfare 1.
I mean, you can make an argument for the World War II games, because there aren't World War II games really anymore.
But that's not even just that. It's not so much just, like, how they date themselves. It's just, like, it's just they just age poorly
for
some reason.
Well, when it's a genre that's so dependent on being on the cutting edge.
Yeah, and it maybe just because there are so many of them. I don't know. But, I mean, it's just, I'm thinking about it. It's funny how, you know, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, was, like, huge critically acclaimed game, won Game of the Year and stuff. Nobody cares anymore about it. And I think a lot of it is kind of resentment at the franchise for being, like, too popular. But still, it's just like, you know, you're going to see, like, all these people talking about their favorite games from last gen. And me and you, we liked Call of Duty 4. I'm sure there's a podcast somewhere where we praised it heavily.
I did a blog post about it.
Yeah, I'm sure we all were, like, very high on it. And now it's just, like, who cares? And then, even, like, Modern Warfare 2, which I didn't like as much. And, you know, there's, like, stupid things like the no Russian. At least people were talking about it like it seemed important.
Mm-hmm.
What's important in Ghosts? Nothing. Then
there's a fight in space.
Is there? Is there space? Okay. Is it? That's their thing that was, like, slightly future.
That's why, like, I wonder if they're just going to finally go all out, like, and do just the sci-fi.
I don't know.
They have that extinction mode, which is like a horde mode with aliens.
Yeah, which people don't see too high on.
I read some positive
really?
I don't know.
I guess people, I don't know. But,
I mean,
Black Ops 3 is next. It has to be.
Oh, yeah. But, like, it's in my GameFly queue for the Xbox One, so I'll get to it eventually here.
I don't even.
Because the thing, too, I mean, I didn't play Blops, either of them, really. I watched you beat the first one.
Yeah, Black Ops 1 was a fine... It was the best campaign of them I played, probably, since Modern Warfare.
But, like, Modern Warfare 3, I rented that from a Redbox and beat it in a day.
Yeah, I mean, you can, especially those, See, I never played 3. I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 is the one that really turned me off a lot, because, like, I just remember the story making no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, well, when you're trying to, like, the story is just there to as an excuse for you to go globetrotting. It would almost be better if the game just focused on a location, but they're so obsessed with, like, you're in South America, now you're in destroyed Las Vegas, now you're in outer space, now you're in Russia, now you're in the Antarctic, like...
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much.
Like, why am I going to all these places?
I guess there's something... I guess I do kind of prefer those first-person shooter experiences where it's, like... Like Half-Life 2, where you have, like, that one start point, and you just kind of literally walk the entire way to the end.
Yeah, it's uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Even Resistance had that going for it.
Yeah, Resistance.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I guess we'll stop picking on Call of Duty.
Who knows? Maybe it's awesome. We don't know.
Probably
We're waiting for next gen.
Probably not. Let's wait.
Hey, real quick, while we're on the topic of Activision next gen, do you see their whole thing about Skylander Swap Force?
Yeah, they... Like, sales are down this year.
They're blaming everyone.
They're blaming Disney, Infinity.
Which, I'll grant you that. That's actual competition.
Next Gen System. I'm kind of sick of people blaming Next Gen System. People still want games. Well, nobody's, like, not everybody's getting a Next Gen System.
And especially, like, not like some 10-year-old's parents are like, oh, we can't get Skylanders now. We're going to get the Xbox One version so it looks better. They don't care.
Yeah, nobody said the reason why people don't want the new Skylanders is because maybe we're a little tired of Skylanders after in the third year into it.
They also blame Pokemon, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, if blaming Pokemon was an option, everybody just be blaming, we didn't sell very well this year. But, you know, Pokemon, Well, popular.
Or conversely, say, well, we didn't sell good, but you know, there was a Grand Theft Auto this year. A lot of people bought that.
Give me a break. Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. Okay. Freaking. Ugh. But yeah, Swamp Force is supposed to be good.
It has a jump button, which everyone says like it's stupid, but it's revolutionary. Like, okay, good.
Jumping. Who knew?
Yeah. Right.
Who knew? What else are we talking about?
So the Wii Mini is coming to the U.S.
Yeah, and it's like that Mario Kart bundle.
Yeah.
It's like $99.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are like, do you think that's going to outsell the Wii U this holiday?
It probably will. That's why I don't understand why they're doing it. They're creating competition with themselves. Unless the profit margin on the Wii is outrageously high.
I think it is just about them making money however they can.
But they need to put Wii U's in people's houses. Then they continue to, like, this is a Band-Aid.
Well, maybe they're hoping that the new Mario will get that job done by itself. Is there anything else besides the Mario? Mario Kart's not this year, huh?
No.
Man, that really should be.
Donkey Kong was delayed.
I find it hard to believe they couldn't get the Mario Kart ready within the first year of that system.
Right.
I mean, maybe it was a thing, but I mean, I was thinking about this, and I don't mean for this to turn into a segment, but I guess maybe it will. This is kind of almost like a year-end thing, but like, what a great year for the 3DS it was.
Oh, phenomenal.
When you think about the first party lineup, I mean,
started with Fire Emblem, and just went from there, man.
Think, like, name it, Fire Emblem, Luigi's Mansion, yeah. Animal Crossing sold so freaking many. Pokemon, Mario and Luigi, and then we're gonna have a Zelda coming out.
Yeah, and there was a Paper Mario.
That was last year.
I
got it for Christmas last year. Remember, your girlfriend gave it for me.
That's true.
but I mean, like, what a great launch! And then like, what did they do for the Wii U?
Nothing.
And I know the 3DS has been out for a bit, but God, got to get something going there.
I don't know. I mean, well, they keep using the same excuse. Oh, next HD, which has been around since 2004.
So hard.
Taking us a long time.
Well,
you
know what? It is, though, because I'm not saying that maybe the excuse is dumb, but the problem is that, you know, you should have been there, like, 8 years ago. Because I was just reading some developers talking about how this jump to this generation is so much easier than it was last generation. And the last generation jump was just so hard because, like, HD was different. And it is hard. That's the point. But the problem is, like, you're stupid for, like, it took, you know, 8 years later, like, oh, we're... It's like that kid who learned how to tie his shoes, like, in the third grade. That's me, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you wear Velcro until the third grade?
You know, but it's not nobody's fault but my own. Yeah. I didn't complain about, like, man, shoe tying is hard. Like, no shit. Okay, maybe, now I just said that shoe tying is hard. For a third grader who never did it, maybe.
Yeah. But everyone always talks about how, like, oh, Nintendo is innovative and they survive because they don't let outside influence affect them. They do their own thing, and that's great, but I don't think they can do that anymore.
What do you, like, well, I mean, it's definitely, you can already see how it's hurting them with things like Call of Duty and stuff, and, like, all these games just not having features, the Wii U
but
version.
It goes even further than that. Like, in an age now when almost everyone has some kind of tablet in their home, or at least some kind of touchscreen device, they release a touchscreen device with the oldest type of touchscreen technology imaginable. It still blows my mind that it's not a capacitive touchscreen on the Wii U Tab. You know, like...
And they already don't seem very interested in the touchscreen.
No, like, yeah, they don't even use that damn thing. Like, even just, like, the internet features on Pokemon, which, I'll grant you right away, are leaps and bounds above anything.
Good.
But the fact that I have to manually connect to the internet every time, and it takes, like, a minute and a half to, like, save your game and connect. Why doesn't it just do that?
Does Mario 3D World have, like, some sort of thing with the tablet?
No!
No?
Not that I know of.
Isn't it usually...
It's a multiplayer
isn't
game.
Isn't it usually Mario's job to sell us on this shit?
Exactly. That's why I've always been disappointed about it. I mean, everyone says it's good, and that's great, but it's not the game that's like, this is why you need this tablet.
People say it's very good, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine.
And apparently, like, the soundtrack's awesome. It's like this big band thing.
Yeah, that's great.
It's very good, yeah.
But again...
Is it the game that they need?
No. And again, going back to my point about Nintendo and being weird. Like, you saw the whole Swap Note thing.
Yeah. It's like, nobody could do
Swap. What do you mean? People are sending messages. And I love that they're like,
oh, some of them are bad. Well, that's what communication is, man.
Like, it turns out, and we didn't even think of this, that people are going on these internet forums and exchanging friend codes. Pokemon demands you do that.
Yeah.
If you want friend safaris, you need to do that. Like, what? I don't understand who runs that place. I really don't.
Here's my question. If the Wii U is, like, it never rebounds, do they have to wake up for their next system? Or you think they're just going to keep being Nintendo until they're driven into the ground?
I'm of the opinion that the Wii U never goes anywhere.
You don't think so?
Just be the 3DS company.
No.
What are they going to do? Release an Xbox One S system 6 years from now when the Xbox 2
I don't want to live in a world where you don't have, like, console Zelda and Mario games.
I don't either, but that's where they're going.
No.
This Mario game might be incredible, and we're going to have a copy. But the majority of people do not have Wii U's, and they're not going to go spend $300 on a Wii U so they can play this Mario game.
Maybe if they can sell it.
No, they're not. When $100 more gets them a PlayStation 4 that also plays Blu-rays and does all this internet stuff.
This is sounding like Wii's talk here. Nobody's going to get the Wii when for a little bit more they can get a 360.
Yeah, but the Wii was able to appeal to everyone because it was here. Hold this remote control and swing it like a tennis racket.
Look, I'm not saying that they have to beat anybody. They can still rebound. They can still get enough sales to get them through 5 years.
Look, when people's grandmas saw the tennis racket got that.
I understand the tablet experiment is kind of a failure.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm just saying to maybe save the system.
Without the tablet, the system is an Xbox 360 released 6 years later.
But it plays Nintendo games. And I know you're going to roll your eyes at it, but that's what it is.
And that's what everyone's always said.
That's what's good, you know, it may be that is enough to skate by. Look, I'm sure they don't want to just skate by, but I'm just saying, maybe they can.
But it's just like every generation, like they always start the same Nintendo, like, oh, we've reached out to third parties, we're working very closely with them,
yeah,
and then 6 months later, done. That happens,
yeah.
That's been happening since the 64.
Well, it's just how they are. This guy, I don't know why it seems to work fine on the 3DS, but...
Honestly, I feel like they would have... This sounds so shitty to say. I feel like Nintendo would have been done a few years ago, but the, like, inadvertent success of the Wii just gave them a little jump of life support.
I mean, you make it seem bleaker than it is.
I don't know.
I think in your head it is. I don't think Nintendo was not on the brink of destruction, but I understand the GameCube wasn't exactly like the world on fire, but they still made profits. They still have, I think they still have like a Scrooge McDuck money bin filled with the money they made from the NES. I mean, Nintendo's fine. It's not going anywhere. Not in the next 10 years even, I can say comfortably.
But what do you think they do next?
Make another system, and maybe it'll be weird again, and maybe it'll be another system that's like slightly better looking, and still doesn't have online stuff, and they're still just gonna make a Zelda Mario game for it. Like, maybe this probably is gonna happen.
That's just what they're doing. I know
that's what they do. That's their thing. All right, what else you want to talk about?
Final Fantasy 14.
Okay,
it's doing real good.
It's doing pretty. Yeah, 1.5 million
sold.
That's
600,000 subscribed.
That's pretty good for a
relaunch of a failed MMO. Even Square was surprised. They actually upped their financial forecast.
Yeah, that's nice. Good for them.
Good on them.
See what happens when you make a good game?
I know. That's just what I say. Like, look, it's not about marketing or this character or that. Just make a good game.
Do we have, like, the numbers for what the launch numbers were for Final Fantasy XIV originally?
They probably
weren't willing to give those out so much.
No.
But, yeah, you know, good for Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, it's a great game.
You see, meanwhile... World of Warcraft lost another 100,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah?
So it's now at like 7.6 million or something.
Oh, no.
Like I said...
That's it.
It's still
far... pretty good.
And I've been saying, look, it's gonna keep... It is in that decline. It's just... I mean,
Nine-year-old game.
It's a nine-year-old game. It's happening. It was actually almost to the day. It came out November 4th, didn't it?
Is that the day?
2004. It was early November, I think.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Wow. But...
I'm surprised they didn't do anything.
I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they had an in-game event.
In-game, yeah.
I don't know, but...
Well, these are the rumor of the next expansion.
Yeah, well, BlizzCon's coming up this weekend, and they registered Warlords of Draenor. People think that might be the next expansion, which would be nice to go back to Draenor, because a lot of people consider Burning Crusade to be, like, the high point of the series.
Uh-huh.
That sort of Burning Crusade, Wrath of Lich King era. So
some
go back
that kind of like gave like Draenor like a cataclysm-esque makeover.
Yeah, and you know, maybe bring Illidan back, who's a great character, because you don't have a lot of great characters right now.
No,
you got Thrall. He's still around. Well, he's kind of dumb now. I'm pretty sure we killed Garrosh Hellscream now.
Is he dead? Or...
Well, killed Jaden's still alive, so maybe he can be the final raid boss. And he's he's a burning legion kind of guy. That's right, because you fought Kil'jaeden. He was actually the final raid boss in Burning Crusade, because they did the Illidan dungeon, like, kind of earlier than people thought. So Kil'jaeden was actually last, but you kind of just, you like, kept him at bay.
Ah, yes.
He didn't kill him. Did you see, by the way, that somebody made, like, a Warcraft mod for StarCraft 2? They just kind of let you play
like,
a Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. I wonder if it's any good. Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. I like Warcraft RTS games.
I still wonder if that will ever happen again.
No.
Not someday.
A long time.
It might be a while. I do wonder. They're going to have to do a World of Warcraft 2 at some point. I wonder what that looks like. Because, like, what do you do exactly? Do you just, like, remake the game? Do you make, like, a prequel so things can look different-y? You said it 100 years in the future. You next generation route.
Yeah.
But, all right. Is that it for all the new stuff you wanted to talk about?
I believe
I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about pooning newbies every night and day.
All right, go. What do you want to talk about?
Well, what did you play? I don't know.
I played more Batman. I'm not done with it, but I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Well, it was punctuated by... Warner Brothers is doing a Humble Bundle thing right now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. For $5, I got Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, Fear 2, Fear 3, Scribblenauts Unlimited, and Lord of the Rings War in the North. For $5.
Right.
So I wanted to see how Asylum ran on my computer, and I started playing. I was like, kind of, I don't need to be playing City. This is fine.
You mean Origin.
Is
Origin really that underwhelming?
It's like I said, it's the same thing.
But I mean, it's just saying that, but if it was really the same thing as City, I feel like it'd be better received than it was. Because City was amazing.
But
something must feel off a little bit, right? Does something feel off? Does something feel not quite as grand? Does it feel cheaper?
No, it doesn't do anything. It has to do something new. Like Halo 2 and Halo 1 weren't all that different, but you got dual wielding, you had some stuff happening.
Was there some sort of detective thingy?
Oh, that's rote. Mm. It's literally just turn on detective vision, look for glowy red bits, and click them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of neat, like, in the academic sense, but there's not enough to it.
So you don't Batman.
So, yeah, I do want to try the multiplayer before I send it off, although the fact that no one's talking about it makes me think it can't be that great.
Yeah, not a good sign.
Yeah. But that said, Asylum looks pretty good on a PC that can handle the physics stuff. I hadn't seen that in real time before. I don't know if I said this on the show. I beat Pokemon.
Yeah.
I am the champion.
Yeah, you got your Scizor.
I do. I just got Mega Scizor, which is pretty sweet looking, by the way.
Pretty nice.
So, yeah. Pokemon, fantastic. I'm having a blast with that game.
That's good. I'm surprised I actually played it as much as you did.
I play a ton of it. I'm not done.
Yeah, that's good.
It's great.
I'm kind of a little done with it. I played it for quite a while.
I tried the global trade system for the first time. That's how I got my Scyther.
Yeah.
And it's so goofy. Because, like, it's kind of nice. You can say what you're looking for. And it'll show you all the people who've put that Pokemon for trade. And they can list what they want in return. So, of course... All right, I want a Scizor. What do you people want?
A Mew.
I want a Mewtwo. I want a Zerbias. I want a Yitzhatottle.
Yeah.
I want a Mew. And I'm like, what? No.
You can't even get a Mew right now.
No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But at the same time, you can, post the Pokemon you don't want up there and say, well, I want, like, a Ditto or something like that. So that's cool.
That's cool.
You beat Saints Row the Third.
I beat Saints Row the Third, which I'm a little late, but that was a funny game. So some of the final missions were pretty funny, especially like this one you were inside like a computer and there's like a text adventure, just like the thing the guys was saying to it. I was like, there's a pony, you want to kill it or pet it? And you pet the pony and the pony kills you. He's like, dick move, pony. Dick move. But no, I beat Saints Row 3 and I started Saints Row 4 a little bit. The ending was, it's been pretty fantastic so far.
Well, wait till you get the superpowers. You're not even at the best part yet.
I like it's like you have to like choose between curing cancer, feeding world hunger. You choose curing cancer. It's like, well, cancer had a good run.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Oh, it made me laugh.
I guess we never talked about this because you're using my Steam share for that.
Well, what it's do you cool. want? Yeah, I mean, I'm using it. I mean, yeah, I get to play your.
It's just that annoying thing. It's like, nice. You're like, you're using your Steam. No, okay, I'm gonna play Saints Row.
All right, exactly. I mean, I guess like it's just like I, it's your prerogative, as it were, where I get to play Saints Row 4. Besides, I don't have to buy Saints Row 4, I guess.
Yeah.
It's fine by me.
Yeah.
Besides that, I haven't been playing too much. Oh, I played, I got my PlayStation Plus in preparation for needing it. Also, side note, you see, like, some places were, like, reporting it as if it was news that you need a subscription to play games online on PlayStation 4.
We've known that for a long time.
It was dumb. Anyways, but, Signmore, I think it's pronounced Signmore, which is a shmup, kind of like a prettier shmup, is up there for free on Vita.
Yeah, so I need to download that.
It's cool. The mechanics of it are cool because it's all very time-based, so you can, like, you can slow down time, and when you get hit, you just lose time. When you kill an enemy, you get more time.
Mm-hmm.
The thing kind of makes me crazy is, like, it has a story mode, which is way too much story than is necessary for a shmup.
Yeah.
It's like all this scrolling dialogue and, like, people talking in Japanese with the subtitles during mission. I'm like, oh, God, I don't give a shit. And I, it's like an arcade mode. I guess I should just play that if it bothers me so much, but I want to play the campaign, right. You know? It's just like, ugh.
See what happens.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, it seems, you know, for free.
Hey!
You know, it seems nice.
So, yeah, so have you gone on, like, your PS3 to see what's all out there for you to get and all this
stuff? Yeah, a lot of this stuff I already have. And the stuff that I don't have, I'm not that interested enough in trying it. Plus, like, my space is pretty limited. But yeah, like, well, I still have that 60 gigabyte.
What you should do
is just say, yeah.
At least buy it so that's locked to your account.
Right.
Especially if the PS3 streaming on the PS4 goes the way I want it to, where you do just get retroactive access to all your stuff, then you're set.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, right now, like, Shadow Colossus and Ico are the big ones. I have that collection.
Yeah.
Does that have the remote play?
It does.
Oh, I want to do that. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we just get to the one little community thing?
Just real quick, did you see the Vine Major Nelson put up of Code Redemption on the Xbox One?
What's Code Redemption?
So, like, if you have, like, a...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a game. Yeah.
So, like, you know, if you're redeeming your code for, you know, your Xbox Live subscription, it has a QR code on it, and he literally... I mean, it fit in a Vine, which is a six-second video. He just goes, Xbox, scan code, and he just, like, held up this thing, just not even, like, close to the camera, just held it up at a normal distance, and just scanned
it. Yeah, that's
it.
Nice.
Like, there you go.
I'm sick of playing codes.
That is cool.
All right, so I asked last week on the show, remember, I said there was that time I got really mad at you, like, I almost hit you, and I asked if anybody remembered when it was. Matt Gigera, he remembered, and, we were trying to talk about what would give a console and the console an edge in a console war, and you suggested that it would be Call of Duty Ghosts having timed exclusive DLC. And I was mad!
At the time, we didn't know much else about what was differentiating these systems. That was the only thing we knew.
Yeah, you know, at first I was like, oh, it's probably something dumb. I'm like, no, I was justified. That was a stupid thing for you to say. So thanks, Matt.
Well, hey, if it's the most pre-ordered game on any next-gen system.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the game with... got some, I don't know, Krez word, but it has the most brain recognition. Although Assassin's Creed does too, but who knows?
I'll tell you what, it's really hard to not be playing that right now because everyone says it's phenomenal.
Everyone says Assassin's Creed is all great. And, you know, I was almost a little surprised because I was really looking forward to 3 and the reviews for it were kind of underwhelming. And I ended up liking it a lot, actually, probably more than most people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still a little surprised, like, 4 did not have as much hype and everyone seems to like it more.
Yep.
So, fine by me because I'm pretty stoked. I like Assassin's Creed.
Does this mean the odd number of Assassin's Creed games aren't the good ones, even though there was, like, 3 2s?
I don't know. It's not, I was confused, because Revelations and 3 weren't, like, super favorably looked at. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird how, like, it's really Assassin's Creed 6.
Yes.
Because, like, it's not like Brotherhood and Revelations were less featured somehow. Less like you're that slighted that they use the same protagonist, which I don't think anyone cared about.
Hey, they were more featured. They introduced multiplayer to the series.
Yeah, honestly. I still think Brotherhood's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Brotherhood was great, because I liked how it had, like, the one big open city.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had Rome and all that shit. All right, is there anything else we want to talk about? Because that's kind of it. I assume GameSpot's still broken. I don't know what's coming out this week. Anything important?
I don't know. Are we going to do a show on time next week, or do you want to wait for the PS4? I feel like we may as well just do a show on the 15th and a show on the 22nd.
What's the... we can do that if you want. Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, well,
that's weird.
The next show will be next gen.
That's weird.
Whoa.
That's weird.
That is weird. I'm so excited. The reality's starting to set in. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is happening.
Yeah,
I'm so stoked.
It is bizarro.
Alas, I did not get a free Xbox One for my years of dedication to Microsoft.
You know, if anybody should have, it's you. You've been freaking on Xbox Live forever. I gotta say, well, I didn't get one, and I'm an asshole, but...
Who knows? Maybe they're still sending them out. Wouldn't that be great? Email. Yeah, I'll take the free Killer Instinct pack at this point.
They can keep that. All right. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Go to our Google Plus community and join our conversations there. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store, check out all of our old episodes, and leave us a review. And we'll see you about next week or so-ish here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.